This is Elva with the Nonprofit Spotlight, and joining me today is Susie Druve, co-founder and executive director of Ironwood Tree Experience. Susie, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, thank you so much, Elva. I'm so happy to be here.
Can you start by telling me what the mission of Ironwood Tree Experience is?
We really are looking at trying to create healthy and resilient communities. And in order to do this, our mission is to make it possible for young people to engage with the natural world and be stewards of the environment.
And what about ITE's vision?
It's interesting because right now we are celebrating 15 years of operation. It's a major milestone, and reflecting on our short history, we envision this community where young people, middle school and high school kids, are not only part of the conversation about environmental conservation, but they're the people who are doing stewardship. Our vision flips the current paradigm of who are the leaders in environmental conservation. Traditionally, this may be seen as perhaps white male adults who have degrees in a science field. Our vision sees young people of mixed ages, genders, and ethnicities who are at different diverse education levels working with academics. So we're trying to flip that paradigm.
Yeah, it's true that outdoor leaders have historically looked a certain way. I know I've experienced being the only brown birder on local birding trips I've taken.
Yes, traditionally, Black, Indigenous, Latinx kids are naturally connected to the outdoors, just like everyone else. When it comes to community organizations or academic fields, they may not be as included as other people.
So you're looking to break down barriers and have young people at the fore by providing an opportunity to engage in a way where they are the leaders.
That's right. So just like you mentioned, the birding, you know, definitely have programs where we include them in not only birding, but the conservation of birds. So really getting to hear their stories, getting to hear what they know about ornithology or the study of birds, and then include them in programs that give them more experience and more understanding. And then maybe they can be recipients of internships or jobs or even volunteer service where they give back to the community and they are the leaders of those programs.
You're providing steps on a path for these young kids. So Susie, can you highlight one of your programs?
Youth Action Corps is a dynamic network of young people who are passionate and interested in environmental studies, cultural studies, and wanting to be part of a holistic program that includes environmental justice and social justice. So kids who have completed a program at Ironwood Tree, they can jump into this Youth Action Corps. And it's open to them all year long. And it's a way of keeping these kids connected with others who are passionate about the outdoors.
So you're working with the future leaders here in Southern Arizona.
We're trying to make a case that outdoor education is definitely for lovers of the natural world. You know, you can go out there and recreate, but we want to take it to the next step where these kids are learning about it to a point where they feel comfortable to actually give back to our community and teach others, either their peers or adults.
And Susie, how can folks find out more about Ironwood Tree Experience?
Well, they can definitely contact me by phone. My number is 829-7001. I'd love to engage in conversation, especially right now. We've had a lot of digital time, and it'd be nice to have a conversation with people who are interested in this. And look us up at ironwoodtreeexperience.org.
My name is Elva, and I've been joined by Susie Druve, Executive Director and Co-Founder of Ironwood Tree Experience. Susie, thanks so much for joining me today on KXEI.
Thank you so much, Elva.
Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 520-770-0800.